Bill O'Brien is in the fold, and it's time to move on to the offensive line. Stick around. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage and also your first listen every day. Remember, Locked On Patriots is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube, so smash that subscribe button, download, subscribe to follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts. Today's episode, folks, brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. If you've ever dreamed of becoming an NFL GM and managing your football franchise, this game is definitely for you. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. Our listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code LOCKEDON. That's Locked On in all caps. Get in the game with Ultimate Football GM. Patriots fans, thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. I'm your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country of Sports Illustrated. So reach out to me. Let me know what's on your mind on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there giving some love to that Twitterverse, don't forget to subscribe and follow, and also drop a line to the Locked On Patriots podcast as well at LO_Patriots. Pats fans, with their offensive coordinator search having come full circle, your New England Patriots may now be turning their attention to another vacancy on the coaching staff. That's right. With Bill O'Brien now in the Foxborough fold, it's time to address the Patriots' offensive line. And Matt Patricia held those duties last year. Apparently, folks, he will no longer be doing that job either, because according to a report from Sports Illustrated's Albert Breer, another meeting is anticipated between the Patriots and current University of Oregon assistant coach Adrian Klemm. We spoke a little bit about Adrian Klemm on yesterday's show with Tyler Lamb of Stadium Rant, and we didn't quite get into the real crux of what might have happened in those interviews to impress the Patriots and make them believe that Adrian might be their best choice to coach the offensive line this year. After all, conducted a virtual interview with the team last week. That was for the vacant offensive coordinator position. Obviously, the Patriots going with Bill O'Brien in that regard, but Patriots were still quite impressed with Adrian. And according to people that I talked to close to the organization, they are continuing to be impressed by what they've seen from him. Really did a great job in Oregon staff. This guy is really good at being able to coordinate not just offensive line, not just be able to coach these guys up, but coordinate a run game that has been very impressive in Oregon, not just with the lanes that these runners run, but also the run blocking schemes as well. And that really, I think, is the reason why he's coming back into the building for a second interview. Now, the role that was held by Matt Patricia last year, that would be the role that Adrian would hold this year. Still fully expect Billy Yates to come back as an assistant offensive line coach. I think he did a very good job trying to keep that unit in line. They did have some good things that happened this year, and you want to give credit to Matt Patricia. You want to give credit to Billy Yates for keeping that in line, which really was a difficult year for everybody involved. But Klemm is someone that I think could really help this organization. He's quite familiar with the Patriots organization. And those of you that are as old as I am, or maybe a little bit older, you'll remember Adrian from his playing days here in New England. Played his college ball at the University of Hawaii, drafted by the Patriots in the second round, 46th overall of the 2000 NFL draft. Forever will he hold the distinction of being Bill Belichick's first ever pick at the organization. He spent 5 years here in New England from 2000 to 2004, 26 games, 10 starts, member of three Super Bowl championship teams in the early dynasty days. Really not a guy that you'd look at and say a lot of standout performances individually, but He did make a whole lot of impact on the Patriots in terms of the team game, and did play one final season in the NFL for the Green Bay Packers in 2005. Appeared in 16 games and made 8 starts on that as well. Clem really made his impact on the coaching realm, or I should say on the football realm, in coaching, because he transitioned from the gridiron to the sidelines, spending 3 years at SMU, first as a graduate assistant. Then he took on the duties as offensive line coach from 2009 to 2011, joined the staff in UCLA in 2012. I'm going to get into that in just a moment, because it was at that job that he really made an impression on a very prominent Patriot. And that endorsement, folks, may be all you need in terms of being able to tip the scales in getting the job. He spent 5 years in UCLA as the run game coordinator and the offensive line coach. Took a couple of years off, but then Adrian got back into coaching in 2019, joining the Pittsburgh Steelers. So any of you wondering whether or not Adrian Clem has any pro experience coaching, spent some time with Pittsburgh first as assistant offensive line coach. He held that job from 2019 to 2020, and then took over the lead job of coaching the offensive line in 2021. He did leave the team with 2 games remaining in the 2021 season, and the regular season schedule accepted the offer from the University of Oregon. He not only became their run game coordinator, their offensive line coach, but also their associate head coach. So again, a coaching star that seems to be rising in the ranks, and there's not a question about whether the Patriots would want to bring Adrian Clem in. I think at this point they're pretty well convinced that they'd love to have him on staff, but as everything always does, folks, it's going to come down to money. If the Patriots can make this work, it will be interesting to see what role that he would take. We're assuming it's going to be offensive line coach, but would he have any type of assistant capabilities to Bill O'Brien or to any other player or coach on staff? He's making about $1 million annually at the University of Oregon. So the Patriots would definitely have to pony up to get him in the fold. But if they can work out a mutually beneficial financial arrangement for both sides, Clem, I think, appears to be the top candidate to take over as the next offensive line coach here, meaning he would vacate his position at the University of Oregon. So that right now is probably the only sticking point, is just working out the financials and the logistics. Him coming in for a second interview speaks very well for him. I know there were a lot of people that were impressed with Adrian when he interviewed for the O-line coach. Heard very similar things, by the way, about Keenan McCardell and Sean Jefferson. So who knows? The Patriots always keep their options open. They always keep their minds open. This could be a situation where you're starting to see guys that they have their eyes on for potential positions in the future. But I alluded earlier to Adrian Clem getting the endorsement, or at least catching the eye, of a very prominent expatriate. And those of you that know, if we're talking offensive line, you know where I'm going with this. Dante Scarnecchia apparently was very, very impressed with Adrian Clem in 2 fronts. Don't forget, he also was the offensive line coach when he coached here, when Adrian played here in the early days of the dynasty. But Scarnecchia also got an opportunity to watch Adrian Clem, the coach, when he went on a scouting trip out to UCLA in 2016. This was an opportunity that he had to see Adrian up close. And, you know, to credit where he got, he says, "I saw him there," and I'm quoting Scarnecchia directly now. He said, "I said to myself, this guy is tough. He's demanding. He communicates well. He did a nice job with those guys." That, to me, says a lot about where Adrian, you know, has come and where Scar saw him coming, because he also mentioned his playing days in Foxborough. And again, I'm quoting Scarnecchia directly, "Didn't necessarily know coaching was something he wouldn't want to get into. But I did know his dad, obviously Leo Clem, basketball coach in Indiana, so I'm not surprised. I knew football was important to him. Unfortunately, he dealt with a number of injuries when he was with us, but he was always someone who fought to get back on the field. That type of tenacity, that type of knowledge of the game, and that type of love for the game and love for teaching it is what may make Adrian Clem the perfect opportunity or the perfect choice to be your next offensive line coach in New England." Folks, we continue to talk about the coaching situation and the coaching moves that still need to be made here in New England, but the big story of the day is still Bill O'Brien as your new offensive coordinator. Who's going to benefit most from that? Well, of course, you know, folks, it's Wednesday, so the Countess of Klaz, the illustrious Claire Klazy Claire Cooper, will be joining me here in just a moment to talk all things Bill O'Brien. We're even going to get into a little clairvoyance when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. Today's episode is brought to you by Ultimate Football GM. You've heard me talk about this mobile game app, and I can't tell you how much fun I had competing against my fellow Locked On NFL hosts. Congrats to Christopher Carter, host of Locked On Steelers. He was our Locked On NFL champion, and may not have been the prettiest year for the Locked On Patriots crew, but like Bill Belichick, we're back building, we're making ourselves stronger, coming back strong in next time around. But now it's your turn to compete. But more on that in just a minute. If you've ever dreamed about being an NFL GM and managing your football franchise, well, your dream can come true, and this is definitely the game for you. You'll manage every strategic aspect of your team, play through seasons, and lead your team to glory while trying to build a dynasty. With Ultimate Football GM, you're responsible for controlling the destiny of your franchise. You hire the right coaches, the right coordinators, you're trading players, navigating your franchise through free agency and the draft, all the ups and downs of a season, all in a challenging and realistic game world. Ultimate Football GM is completely free, and it's playable offline too, so you can play on the go as you want and when you want to. And Locked On listeners, listen up, because we've created a Locked On League for you to compete against Locked On fans all over the world. If you think you can be the ultimate Locked On Football GM, choose Locked On in the League section in the app to join. Can you create a football fantasy dynasty? You're going to want to do it. Locked On Patriots listeners get a 100% free boost to their franchise when using the promo code Locked On in all caps. That's Locked On in all caps, so make sure to check it out today in the game store. To download the game, just visit ultimate-gm.com or look it up on the app stores. That's ultimate-gm.com. Ultimate Football GM. Start your dynasty today. Patriots fans, once again, Bill O'Brien is your new offensive coordinator. It's the big story of the day, of the week, probably of the month, and we're going to continue to break down all of the ins and outs of that today here on Locked On Patriots. And as promised, it is Wednesday. It is still the day that the Countess blesses us with her presence. She is a columnist extraordinaire from Pat's Propaganda, as well as the host of her very own Patriots podcast, A Clear Perspective. Folks, check it out on Full Press Coverage Patriots. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. You will not be disappointed. Some of the greatest Patriots coverage, most entertaining Patriots coverage, and really just one of the best listens you'll find anywhere. She is our Countess of Klaz. The illustrious Claire Klazy Claire Cooper joins me today. Thank you for joining me, Claire, from across the pond.
Oh, this is it. Like, you always thank me for joining you, but it's like, where else would I be on a Wednesday? We can cut the pleasantries now. We've been familiar for so long now. It's just like, here she is. She's on the show. Let's just kick it off.
Well, you know, because I had to kick the show off solo this morning, I wanted to give you your proper welcome to the show. I don't want anyone forgetting how valued a member you are here on Locked On Patriots and to the Locked On Patriots Wednesdays particularly. And Claire, we've got a lot to talk about. There always is a lot to talk about in Foxborough, but the Patriots have a new offensive coordinator. Imagine they actually have someone in that role, someone in that position. And Bill O'Brien right now ingratiating himself into the Patriots lore. He's going to serve a special advisory role on the East-West Shrine Bowl coming up on the Patriots coaching staff. He's already listed. So Bill is hitting the ground running. He's right there. He's ready to roll. And so many people in Patriots Nation right now are excited about this. They're happy about it. They want to know what Bill O'Brien's going to be able to do for this offense. And Tyler Lamb of Tyler Lamb last night joined me, and we talked a little bit more about what the Patriots are going to do, what it means for Mac Jones, things of that nature. But, you know, there's a lot of situation. There's a lot of people right now that are wondering what Bill O'Brien is going to be able to do for this team. And obviously, Bill is of most benefit for this right now because he is the one with a job. He's the one with a new job here in Foxborough. But there are a lot of people out there that stand to benefit from this, not just Mac Jones, but Bill Belichick is the head coach, the wide receivers, the tight ends, Claire. You know, there's so much around Bill right now that stands to see improvement from him coming in. I guess what I'm wondering from you in your expert opinion is who benefits most from the hiring of Bill O'Brien as the new Patriots offensive coordinator?
I think, to be honest with you, really looking at it from a very external position, I think at the moment the fans are benefiting most from this hire. Granted, when the season starts, it'll be more the team, but I think at the moment it's definitely Patriots Nation because the excitement that's rippling through is just, I mean, excuse me, I had Fitzy on A Claire Perspective yesterday. Sorry for the shameless plug there. And he was singing Hallelujah. So, I mean, he's definitely up there in the benefactors of this signing. But yeah, I think it's one of those things. And I'm so ready to be excited. And we were so hyped up yesterday. There's always this element of caution. As I mentioned on my show yesterday, sorry, another shameless plug, bringing Bill O'Brien in, I mean, he was a good offense for 2009 to 2011, I believe, and some of the most intellectual offenses out there at that time. It's brought in an infusion of like game planning, experience and stuff like that. So, the positive check marks are really, really there. The sort of thing to err on the side of caution is he isn't going to necessarily just hit it and it's all going to be perfect. There's going to be teething problems. He hasn't been in the building, you know, for a long period of time. He hasn't worked with most of this offense that they have at the moment. Yes, he's worked with Mac Jones, but that was a while ago and that was at Alabama. So it's kind of the expectations feel like they're very, very high at the moment in Fan Nation. And I think that's sort of like, don't taper your enthusiasm. Just be kind of wary sort of thing. But as you mentioned, firstly, Bill Belichick is going to benefit from fans being like, thank goodness you brought us an OC. Thank you, Coach Bill, for bringing us an OC. We don't have to listen or deal with Matt Patricia calling plays again. As I've said time and time again, I'm not against Matthew Patricia. It's great. Matty P, stay in the building, stay with the job. Not really sure at the moment because the Detroit aren't paying his wages anymore. So that's a speculation for another day, I think. But yeah, so Bill Belichick initially, as you said, Mac Jones is the most significant benefactor, I feel, because we feel like, I think plenty of, Patriots Nation feel like maybe he lost his second year. It was really significant that his development, that we saw a steady increase over his rookie year was very positive. To then have what he had for 2022, it really kind of mixed him up, we believe, and he had his injury as well. You know, the guy really kind of had all the things that you don't need to progress thrown at him in his second year. So it's just like, fingers crossed that this third year, that maybe he can be treated like his second year. I know it's not, but maybe we can look at it, you know, to cut him a bit of slack. And hopefully that's really going to turn things around for him. You mentioned tight endage. Now, again, that word of caution. Bill O'Brien, oh, I'm going to do that loads now. I can just tell
you. A lot of Bills in the room this year, Claire.
You gotta, so many Bills.
Bill Murray recently signed as a future deal as well, so he's coming back. Yeah, a lot of Bills in Foxborough. Yep.
This is the biggest news out of Foxborough yesterday was the signing of Bill Murray.
Cinderella story, Claire. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, Cinderella, you're right. Too many Bills. So, B.O.B. When he was here last time, there was a very, it's been talked about the very efficient, the very successful two tight end set. And the two tight ends that you're talking about is the mammoth, the epic, the goat of tight ends in Rob Gronkowski. And of course, obviously, the athletic ability of Aaron Hernandez. And you can't compare those to Hunter Henry and to Jonnu Smith. So it's tricky to sort of look at it from that perspective. But however, the one thing to look at is he's successful and knowledgeable when it comes to the utilization of two very different tight ends together. And I think that's something that really is going to benefit probably more Jonnu Smith, as I know that we've talked about significantly before, because he hasn't been fitting. It hasn't quite been gelling. It hasn't quite been clicking. So if he is kind of in future to be in Foxborough as we think he is because of in regards to his contracts, that kind of thing, and the money deficit, that sort of thing. I think he might benefit quite significantly because it might be that Billy O is the guy who knows how to use him in the Patriots system. So I think that's going to be something very interesting that I'm going to keep my sharp eye on is how successful he is in, because I just think, I'm not saying that like Billy O'Brien is the greatest of all time when it comes to it, but I just sort of think if Smith can't sort of work in with someone like that under OC, who's been in the system before, who's very experienced, you know, who's very knowledgeable. If he doesn't work in the Patriots system with an OC like that, I really don't think Jonnu Smith is going to click in the Patriots system. I think it's just a
good point.
You know, this is the year to sort of find out if that's going to work. So I think it's significant for the likes of him individually. Now, they know how to use Hunter Henry. So I'm just sort of championing that Bill O'Brien, he kind of knows that stuff and it's obvious and stuff like that. So hopefully he's just going to utilize him more. I hope that we see the resurgence of Matt Jones being confident, Matt Jones being kind of a little bit cooler, a little bit more calm, a little bit more collected. We know he's passionate. And as a passionate Patriots fan, I respect his passion. But he just needs that little sort of disciplinarian a little bit as well. And I think that it's going to benefit him having Billy O there to do that. And so hopefully that will utilise the connections that Mac made with Hunter Henry. Mm-hmm. We don't know what is kind of in the pipeline when it comes to wide receivers. That's something that's a little bit unclear. The one thing that might be positive is, again, with his experience, with his knowledge of how the system, how Belichick likes to work, that kind of thing, maybe these wide receivers who we haven't seen maybe the most out of in regards to like Parker and stuff, maybe Bourne, you know, is Billy O the guy to unlock all these, you know, all these talents, or, you know, fit it in properly in the system, you know, however you want to really use the metaphors and the affirmations for it. I think that's why everybody was so unsurprised when it was announced, because he just seemed to make the most sense. And no disrespect to anybody that interviewed, I'm sure they're very, very good coaches. Billy O just had too much experience within the system to ignore, and too much connection with Mac to ignore. And I'm just hoping that it doesn't take very long, because I know Patriots Nation aren't necessarily going to be very patient. Just hopefully that it doesn't take too long for him to kind of re-remember what was there and sort of bring it out and then move on, evolve from it, and build up on it and be able to use the guys that are in the Patriot system now and really sort of round it out and bring back the potential that's sort of there in the offense. So long answer short, right now, it's us, it's Fan Nation, it's the positivity that we get from this signing. It's the excitement that we can all sort of relish in for a little bit whilst tapering it up, you know, realise it with expectation and stuff like that. But we can just be excited that we haven't got to watch, bless him, Matty P, try and call plays again. We can actually have somebody who knows what he's doing. Because, I mean, it's almost like having me out there. It's like, would you want me out there calling plays, or do you want Billy O'Brien? And it's each and every day and twice on Sundays, folks, you're going to want Billy O. So he's back, and it's just, fingers crossed and everything, that it's all going to work out the way that we sort of expectation. But, yeah, I think the offense in general is just going to benefit. And one quick last thing before I kind of carry on just, like, reveling in all this is the O-line. Because finally, if you've got your play caller dealing with your quarterback and dealing with that, and they bring in somebody O-line-ish, because Matty P had to like halve his duties and stuff like that, I'm hoping that this means that they're going to get that O-line coach, and then the offensive line can benefit from it as well. I think it's not a specific, it's an everybody. If you deal with offense, if you are a Patriots person, any person in the Patriots system, in the building, who deals with offense, you are going to benefit now that Billy O is back as the OC.
Well, first off, I want to let everyone know out there, do not sell yourself short. If you're calling to draw tight end sets, Claire, I don't know, there might be a good battle between you and Matty P out there doing that, being able to utilize it. You know, I think we might be able to get that taken care of, folks. I don't know. Drop a comment in the line below. Do you want Claire, or do you want Matty P calling those plays? I think we know which way Patriots Nation is going to go here. bottom line, I think you uncovered some great pearls of wisdom. I think you're absolutely right. The New England Patriots fan base right now is the biggest benefactor of Bill O'Brien coming in. All of a sudden, you have visions of pass plays actually being called rather than draws or rather than screenplays on certain downs where you know you need to advance the football. Things that Matt was a little reluctant or maybe hesitant to call last year for whatever various reasons that there might be. And there were a few, I guess. And you look at the way this team was handled last year and the disconnect and the miscommunications and the sideline, tirades of Mac Jones and things that happened that were so uncharacteristic of Patriots teams in the past really became very much the norm this year in New England. And I think Bill O'Brien coming in rights that ship right away. Mac Jones has said several times, I want to be coached hard. Tyler Lamb of Stadium Rant and I talked about this last night, and he said, absolutely. You know, this is something where, you know, you want the hard coaching, you're going to get it right now from Bill O'Brien. There's a no-nonsense air of what this guy brings to the table. But more of about that, when you take a look logistically as to who stands to benefit the most from having Bill O'Brien on the sidelines, it's the pass catchers. This is a guy that knows how to spread the offense to multiple pass catchers, including the tight ends. So you're going to get production from Hunter Henry, from Jonnu Smith. You're absolutely right. Hunter and Jonnu, and we've talked about this several times, you can't cookie cut these guys and put them into the mold of Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. It just doesn't work that way. They're not the same type of players. But yet there is a lot more that these guys can be doing in a pass-catching offense. And I think you're going to see that greater targets at Jonnu, especially in the red zone. Don't be afraid to call those. I think Matt Patricia kind of psyched himself into the fact that everyone's expecting it, so we're going to do the unexpected. Well, Larry Bird once said, it's one thing to know what's coming. It's another thing to know how to stop it. And if you feel that you have the personnel to be able to do it, even though you know the other side knows it's coming and they're going to try to stop it, don't be afraid to call it. Have faith in the guys that you have in that locker room on that field. And I think you're going to see that from Bill O'Brien this year. And it's funny that you mentioned the offensive line. Kicked off today's show by talking about a potential O-line coach in Adrian Klemm, folks. You know, I've talked about this ad nauseum. He definitely is someone who is intriguing that front office right now. Could be a nice compliment to Bill O'Brien. Dante Scarnecchia had some glowing things to say about that. I shared that in the first segment. Definitely a piece that the Patriots will need to put in the puzzle right away to make sure that it's completed by the time this team is ready to take the field in 2023. And that leads us into a nice topic here that we're going to continue on with, one of our favorite segments of the week, folks. That's right. The tea leaves have arrived in West Midlands, and Claire is going to read those tea leaves in just a moment to let us know now that Bill O'Brien is in the fold. What's next for the New England Patriots? What's the next move this team should be making? Claire and I are going to discuss that in one moment when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, folks, today's episode brought to you by our friends at FanDuel Sportsbook. The NFL playoffs are here. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they're the number one sportsbook in America. That's right, folks. We're talking about FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better because they have so many great features that make betting on sports not just fun, but easy. New customers, you can join today to get started with $150 in free bets. That's guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/lockedon. And FanDuel has all of your favorite bets from the money line to the point spreads to the player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game payday. All in an app that's safe, secure, super easy to use, so football fans do not miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/lockedon. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Patriots fans, the illustrious Claire Clazzy Claire Cooper joins me here today. We're talking all things New England Patriots. We're talking all things Bill O'Brien, the big hire, the big news of the week. But Claire, we both know that this is a stepping stone for the New England Patriots. It's a good cornerstone to lay down first, but you have to continue to build that foundation. And as good as Bill O'Brien is at his job, that foundation is not quite finished yet. Patriots still have moves to make. And you know as well as I that these moves are always precursors to other moves. It's sort of like the big first domino that falls, and then you start to see the moves come in from there. So everybody in Patriots Nation right now is wondering what that next move is going to be. And folks, we are very honored and very blessed, very fortunate today to be joined by our very own famous sage and soothsayer. She called the Bill O'Brien hiring, folks, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-omniscient Countess of Klaz. That's right, folks. It's time for a little clairvoyance here on Locked On Patriots. And those tea leaves that I alluded to in the previous segment, they have arrived in West Midlands. They have been hermetically sealed, kept in an ancient ceramic kettle. You really want to see this kettle. It's great, folks. I got to bring it in show and tell next time on Locked On Patriots. But it's on the shelf, Locked On headquarters, sealed away since noontime on Monday. No one, not even the illustrious Countess of Klaz herself, knows the contents of these tea leaves until now. So, Countess, in your infinite wisdom, we ask you, we implore you, we want to know what you're thinking. What is the next move for the New England Patriots now that Bill O'Brien is head of the offense here in Foxborough?
See, that's two very loaded questions, because what I'm thinking initially is that you're Fruit Loops, Michael.
Well, we all know that. I mean, that's...
But in regards to the Patriots, in regards to what's next, I think in all fairness, you kind of alluded to it already, and you have discussed it, as you said, kind of on the offset of the show. And it really is the next thing that needs to fall, the next key that needs to turn, and all these kind of ridiculous metaphors and euphemisms that we use is the O-line coach. And as you said, Adrian Clem is in for his second interview, I think, as we record this, or it might just be we record this on Wednesday. So, yeah, I think it feels really obvious, but that's sort of the next thing, because to me, that's the next thing that's important is the O-line. Mm. They need to get the O-line sorted. It was like, we need to get the quarterback sorted. So they've got an OC and he's the quarterback's coach and da, 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 da. So it's kind of right. Okay, the next step is the O-line. So let's get the O-line coaching, because we didn't really have one, because Matty P kind of did it last year. Mm. So that seems to be the next box that needs to be checked is sort out the O-line coach. Now, it might not be Adrian Clemmie, just that we know at present that he's in for a second interview. We know that they partook in five OC interviews, and I think it was quite telling that, you know, several of these guys were sort of younger, maybe fresh blood, as people like to say. So there was this essence of, as soon as we kind of knew it was going to be Billy O, because we were all pretty suspected, because it seemed to make the most sense. It was like, right. Oh, okay, that's great. And they've had these other guys in to talk, and they've had these other guys in to, you know, to get to know and stuff like that. So that's interesting, because we knew that the offensive side of the coaching staff or the coaching room, or, you know, however you really want to sort of describe it, was sort of really drained last season, as in the 2022 season we just had, with regards to Matty P doing, you know, the OC and the O-line, that kind of thing. So we knew that the offensive side of the ball was wanting when it came to coaching, and it looks like, you know, Titchwood, they're looking to fill those, you know, to fill those voids, to tick those boxes, that kind of thing. So, and I think once they've sorted out the O-line coaching, particularly if they sign Clem, that kind of thing, is what are they going to do on special teams? Now, I know that some people would say that that's not offense, and I fully appreciate that. But we know that for the last 2 years, the special teams have been left a little weaker than we're sort of used to as Patriots fans, because it always seemed to be that was the strength. Now, the interesting thing here is with Billy O'Brien coming in and being sort of, I know it hasn't been officially announced, but it's just all sources and this and the other, OC slash QB coach. So that's that, you know, that's that section done. And that's what Joe Judge was down officially on paper last year. So it's obvious that Joe Judge isn't going to be the quarterback coach now, because he's not going to be sort of sharing that with Billy O. So it sort of makes you wonder of, is he not long for the team? Although it has come out that they're not going to be doing any firing, apparently. So are they shuffling the individual within the system? And we know that Judge is a successful special teams coach. So as the special teams haven't been that successful, are they going to push him into that situation? So I think it's kind of done OC, done quarterback coach, do the O-line coach, sort out what you're going to do with that. And then decide what you're going to do when it comes to the special teams coach, because that's something else that's warranted. The other thing that I find very interesting that hasn't really been discussed very much is what's going to happen to Nick Caley, because it was kind of rumored or sort of not officially reported, obviously, but it was sort of, mm-hmm. it was out there that he was looking for something more. You know, he went for the OC. We were told he was into, he interviewed for the offensive coach. So obviously he didn't get it. Didn't think he was going to, if Bilyeu was sort of up there. So what is, you know, what is the future for him? Is he staying in New England? Does this mean that they're not going to give him sort of what he wants, if you like? Mm-hmm. Right. So is he going to move on? So are we going to need a tight end coach? Please just give him what he wants, folks. Just keep him here. Give us some continuity. Last thing we need is the tight end coach to leave and we have to start all that rotation again. So, yeah, my fingers are very much crossed that he stays in the building and maybe they just kind of give him a bit more responsibility, a bit more authority, nothing that sort of stretches him. And we have a Matty P situation where he's just divided between two things he shouldn't be divided. Maybe, you know, sort of move him into anything to do with sort of wide receivers. Because as a tight end coach, we know as fans, tight end coaches go on for bigger things because they have to be so, so involved when it comes to the offense. So Nick Haley obviously is going to know some stuff. So maybe he can kind of have some extra duties or have an extra title. Whatever really is needed, I think. So, to be honest, the next thing that needs to be looked at is everything else when it comes to offensive coaching. It isn't necessarily specific. It's just the order that maybe might be specific because they've had Adrian Clemen for his second interview. So we think from that they're looking at dealing with the O-line coach next. And then, as I said, hopefully it'll be special teams and hopefully it'll be what they're going to do with Nick Haley. So bottom line is just set up what's best sort of thing. Just address everything. That's what's important. Don't sort of do what you did in 22. Don't just do a guy doing a bit of this and a guy doing a bit of that, like Matty P with the splits and Joe Judge being a quarterback coach. Put people in the spots that they're most likely to succeed, the most logical situation that they're going to succeed, so that we can just sort of have something because it feels like we just need something sort of thing. So yeah, coaching, and then right. We'll get to the draft, and then I'm guessing that's another show, so I'll put a pin in there.
Yeah, I think you're right. Coaching is definitely their priority right now and should be the next step, and even the next step after that. You have to shore up these decisions right now because you do have the draft looming. You also have free agency looming. The league year starts on March 15th. That's prior to the draft. So you want to have these guys in place. You want to know what type of personnel you're going to need to employ to make these coaches facilitate, basically make their job a little easier this year to make sure they have the right personnel in place. You mentioned Nick Haley, and there's starting to be an undercurrent throughout people that I've spoken to, not necessarily people connected to the organization, but people that are close to decision making and decision makers within the organization that seem to think that it's not completely out of the question that Nick stays in the building. Like you said, maybe a little bit more responsibility, maybe a little bit, additional in terms of, an increase in title, maybe a little bit of a raise, things of that nature, but that might be able to keep him around. Now, he's been connected to the Jets job. He interviewed for that. A lot of rumors about the Houston Texans and about the Las Vegas Raiders, obviously two connections there. John Carroll University guy is Nick Haley. So Nick Caserio, there's a connection right there. They're college mates. You've got Josh McDaniels, who he worked under for a number of years with the Raiders. So these are opportunities that Haley may look at and say, you know what, greener pastures elsewhere. You kind of passed me over for an opportunity to call the plays last year. I think I'm going to go and I think I'm going to try to spread my wings a little bit and go elsewhere. If that is the case, then, you know, you can't really hold him back at this point. The contract is expiring. He'll be able to do whatever he wants. But at the same point, you're looking at a situation now, too, with the New England Patriots where they need to make sure that they maintain continuity on that staff because Bill O'Brien is coming in. It's important to make sure that guys that were in the locker room last year remain in the locker room this year. You mentioned Adrian Clem. Billy Yates is someone I fully expect to take on a bigger role this year, even if Clem does come in as the offensive line coach, because Billy worked with these guys this year. They got a chance to really know him well. There's another Bill in the building, Claire. I tell you, we can't keep track of all these Bills right now. It's crazy. You mentioned special teams as well. This is also a concern for the Patriots. Joe Judge is actually on a very similar situation to what Matt Patricia went through in Detroit. There's an offset. The Giants are still paying some of his salary. Does Joe look at that and say, okay, well, I'm going to continue to be here as long as I'm on the Giants payroll. And then after that, I may be looking for another opportunity as well. If that is indeed the case, and he's not going to be quarterback's coach this year, and I fully expect Bill O'Brien to take on those duties. This is Mac's guy. He's going to be working directly with Mac, no question about it. But special teams seems to be a hand-in-glove fit, especially if they're going to curtail Cam Atchard's role a little bit this year as well. So those tea leaves are active, Claire. I tell you, you were busy reading all into those and getting into the intricacies, but you do it better than anyone in the business. And I mean that.
Oh, well, thank you so much for the compliment. I do appreciate it.
No, it's true. It absolutely is true. And folks, it's always fun to speculate. It's always fun to prognosticate, but we will continue to give you the straight facts and a little opinion mixed in on the Patriots' next move and next move after that, getting right into personnel decisions and, of course, the draft looming large in the next couple of months. So much to talk about here on Locked On Patriots. And each and every Wednesday, the Countess of Class will join me for these segments, and we will continue to break them down. Claire, thank you so much for joining me from across the pond today. Before I let you go, please let everyone know where they can interact with you and what we can expect in the coming week from the great pen, the great voice of Claire Clazzy, Claire Cooper.
Oh, thank you very much. As always, folks, you can get me on the Bird app down there at Clazzy Claire. Mm-hmm. But as for what I have coming up, it is the off-season, but A Claire Perspective, my Patriots podcast brought to you by fullpresscoverage.com, was born in the off-season nearly 2 years ago now, 2 whole years. Wow. And because it was born in the off-season, it will continue in the off-season. Slightly less frequently. I won't be necessarily putting out a once-a-week situation, but it'll probably be once every 2 weeks at the moment. But one came out yesterday, so if you haven't already listened and downloaded, please do go over to wherever you get your podcast and hit up episode 55 of A Claire Perspective with the fantabulous Nick Fitzy-Stevens, where we did talk kind of a lot of Billy O'Brien and a lot of coaching sort of stuff. But yeah, it was some good fun, good laughs, a lot of giggles had by me. So if you enjoy that kind of jam, then please go over there and hit that up. But and I'll be back within about 2 weeks with another guest. And then very close to the end of February, I will be announcing this again, but just to kind of already wet your whistles, folks, there will be A Claire Perspective, an anniversary edition, which will be a mailbag edition, which will be open for every single fan, sports media, whatever, whoever you are, whatever you want, send me over a question and it will go in there and I will bring you that towards the end of February. So I know it's a little while away, but please look out for that, folks. It will be obviously after the Super Bowl now. But so this is it. It may be the off season, but I'm still hard at work. As I did yesterday, 2 shows yesterday, we brought you A Claire Perspective and One Patriots Place, as always, with my colleague Thomas Murphy, which I know a lot of Locked On fans are very familiar with. So I'll be there each and every week, pretty much usually on a Tuesday. So yeah, off season. What off season, folks?
No days off in Foxborough. Folks, get those questions in to Claire. You will not be disappointed. She'll answer them and she'll even read some tea leaves for you, folks. How much better can you get than the mistress of clairvoyance giving you all of the information that you need? Just doesn't get any better than that. But she's going to continue that spot right here on Locked On Patriots, because after all, clairvoyance is a part of our show each and every week. Thank you, folks, for once again for joining us here on Locked On Patriots, for taking time out of your busy schedule to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage, and also your first listen every day. Folks, now that you've made us your first listen, make your second listen. Our good friends over at Locked On NFL, all the news you need, all the major stories across the shield, and they do it all in a convenient package. Download it, subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, don't forget to download, subscribe to, and follow Locked On Patriots, and smash that subscribe button on YouTube. On behalf of the illustrious Countess of Claz herself, Claire Clazzy, Claire Cooper, I'm Mike DeBate. Stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world. Have a great day, everyone.